Parental discretion advised. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Geo's Passion, where some of the names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride.
What's up, Geo's Passion Posse, GPP, and the place to be. I'm bringing you this podcast from my GPP studios in Tampa. Welcome to Geo's Passion. My name is Jack, and I am your host. So this is going to be a GPP nibble. Nibble? Yum, 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 yum. Yep, a nibble. That's a short episode version for your entertainment. Yes, okay, calm down. Let's calm down there, so... So recently what I did was I was on social media, pretty much on Instagram, and I put out some questions. And one of the questions was, ask me a question. Let me know what's going on. Let me know how everything's going. So that's what I did. And especially during this holiday season, I got some answers and or some questions, I'm sorry, and I'm going to answer them. So we're going to start out here shortly there. And I just like to tell you what's going on. So I first asked everybody in the Instagram verse to put out a question for me. Let me know what's going on. Some questions were good. Some questions were bad. Some questions I can't answer them on the air because they're pretty explicit. But that's okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to one of the dating questions. Yeah, baby. How you doing, cheeky baby? So, the first question was posted by someone named Lee G. And this is what she asked. So, here's my question and scenario. I'm newly dating. Let's say we've dated four times. We've been on four dates. And he goes on a pre-planned vacation destination wedding of a friend. Should you expect them to continue to communicate with you while on vacation? What are the expectations? What if they don't communicate at all while they're away and then expect you to pick it up right back upon their return? What are the dating expectations during the holidays? Let's see. So, I'm going to tell you what I think. And you might not like it, but that's how it goes here. So, all right. So, first of all, they're on a destination trip. A destination wedding that's probably been planned for like years, if not one or two, three, maybe 4 years. Especially with COVID, they're probably replanning this wedding thing that took place. So, you know, a lot of changes, a lot of things, a lot of plans had to go back into that. So, okay. The communication on some of those destinations, especially if it's like Fantasy Island, you know, Destination Island like that, are few and far in between. Even if you go to a well-established country, you know, some of these places, they don't have Wi-Fi. They don't have, you know, some of the accoutrements of the normal everyday, you know, United States. So you've only been on four dates. Okay. Have you two on these four dates defined the relationship? If not, there should be no expectations of him communicating while he's away. Did you talk to each other about that? Did you say, hey, you know, while you're away, can you hit me up, boo? Hey, boo, can you hit me up? See what's up, baby? If that wasn't mentioned, then don't expect a call or a text or any type of messaging. Are you too steady after those four beautiful dates? Did you say, hey, you know what? I want to be your woman. I want you to be my man. And if not, don't expect a call back. But in some places, you can have WhatsApp if there's Wi-Fi. But depending on the destination, you know what I'm saying? And depending on the destination, the Wi-Fi could be expensive. You know, if you're on a cruise or something like that, Wi-Fi is expensive. And, you know, it might be too expensive to call or text. Maybe that's the issue. Maybe he doesn't have enough money to do that. Or maybe it's just expensive enough that, you know, or he doesn't have WhatsApp. That's the other thing. Maybe he doesn't have WhatsApp at all. So now, if he returns and the communication with you the stuff that you wanted to get together. You want to be together right after the trip, and you wanted to see how his trip was and see if he's still interested in you. If they don't communicate for a while and you message them with no response, move on, because there's no longer interested. He's no longer interested in you. Those 4 dates were just that, 4 dates. It wasn't something that was going to be a long-term expectation. It wasn't going to be a relationship. It wasn't going to be something that was steady or even a sexy situationship. Now, look, the dating expectations during the holidays, they vary, okay? They vary a lot. Like I've talked about this in my last episode, things are fun, things are great, you know, kissing under the mistletoe and all that stuff. But with only being 4 dates, okay, and no relationship definition, don't expect to be invited to the office Christmas parties or his family Christmas dinner. If he gets you a small gift, you know, that's a good sign. That means that he's thinking about you. But if you're still a new thing and don't rank high enough for more intimate events, don't take it personally. Again, it's only 4 dates. 4 dates. And my final opinion is that after 4 dates, you might be expecting too much, even with the communication or the holidays. So one of the best things to do is just to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Like Gio's Passion says, enjoy the ride. But not only that, just don't look too deep into it. Because once the holidays are through and all the crazy hubbub is done and, you know, things are kind of falling back into place and people are settled down a little more. If you go on that 5th date, 6th date, 7th date, then you know, hey, that's what's up. Everything's cool. We like each other. And then maybe at that time you define the relationship. But if there's no 5th date, because when he comes back, he doesn't communicate with you, or he does communicate with you, but he's a little standoffish. Or he ghosts you, and then, you know, he does a little orbiting, a little social media stalking. Let me tell you, Lee G, you just have to wait and see. The fact that he's not local or reachable is a big thing, too. So we shall see what goes on. Please definitely keep me in touch and the rest of GPP and the Geo's Passion Posse informed of what's going on, because this is one that I would love to follow up on and maybe get your thoughts on the audio. Remember, you can leave your information, the status, what happens on a recording. So we shall see. So now, there's another question. The question was from a Instagram user named KFed. And this is more a local one, but it was a good question. He says, what do I think about Tampa Bay? And Tampa. And my answer is Tampa's still building. All right. Especially those of you who are interested in the Tampa Bay area. It's still building, but it's building very slow compared to South Florida. 10 years ago, I lived in Fort Lauderdale for about a year and a half. And I also, when I first moved down from New York, I lived in South Florida. And what had happened was things were building. Okay. So in 2003 to 2004 to 2006, I lived in South Florida. After 4 hurricanes, I moved to Tampa Bay. In a small interim there in 2011, 2012, I moved back. I got a job down there, a job opportunity, and I moved back and I stayed there for about a year and a half. And the progress was taking place even at that time. Now remember, 2004, 2006 was before the market crashed. 2011, 2012 was after the market crash, but it was when things were starting to recover. And then I went in July and there was so much more progress in Fort Lauderdale than there is in Tampa. So this past weekend, I passed by port and Channel Side and Sparkman Wharf, not Channel Side, Sparkman Wharf. And though I went there with a crew from Wesley Chapel to see a Lightning game, it was good to see it by daytime and to see the progress that's taking place, me actually driving there. And there's still some condos going up, some buildings, you know, some apartments, some luxury rentals and things like that. But it's nothing compared to what Fort Lauderdale and South Florida and Boca and Palm Beach County are doing. Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale got rid of some of those old shops that were either empty or abandoned. And they ended up building luxury apartments and restaurants there. You know, you got your Whole Foods, you got your, the Publix Wise or something like that. So Tampa should also build up their waterways and take advantage of that, including more ferries, more water activities. That's one thing that South Florida does very, very well. They take advantage of their waterways. So, you know, it's crazy that it's taken Tampa this long. I mean, the former mayor, Bob Buckhorn, he was real good at getting progress done. The owner of the Lightning, he was good. Oh, man, I forgot his name. You guys and gals, just leave me a message, a comment. Let me know his name. Big Wall Street guy from New York. But it's too slow in Tampa. It's too slow in Tampa. And even when you come up to Pasco County, a lot of single family homes are being built, which is great. But Pasco County is not taking advantage of their waterways either. One of the commissioners, Jack Mariano, he's big on the waterways. He's talking about dredging with the Army Corps of Engineers and stuff like that, and trying to bring more, you know, more things there. St. Pete, you're going to have more activities on the water, which is good. I think that's what Tampa's trying to be like. But Tampa has a lot to catch up to St. Pete, and nonetheless to Fort Lauderdale. So I think Tampa's good. Tampa's nice. But Tampa's still slow and still living a little bit in the past. We need a mayor in Tampa that's really going to revolutionize everything and take advantage of what's down there and change things up without changing the total landscape. Because you have Ybor, you have some of the older establishments. Leave those there, bring in some newer stuff, and mix it. And you'll see it'll be a nice, nice, nice mix there. So I appreciate K-Fed for that question. So Lee G and K-Fed, these are the answers to your question in the GPP Nibble. And just want to let everybody know, keep following us on Instagram at Geo's Passion for more questions to answer and more polls and things like that. Because, hey, we're putting it out there and the rest of GPP and the rest of social media is responding. So, oh, man, I got to say, it's crazy, crazy, crazy. But with everything going on, I just want to remind you all, geospassion.com is the website. And Tampa Lux Homes is the sponsor of this episode, this little nibble. And, you know, I hope everybody enjoys that. So with that said, we're going to go to the poll results. Yes, yes, yes. You know, I have some polls, the North Pole, the South Pole, and every pole in between. That's the social media questions that were voted on by Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse on social media. Answers came from GPP followers on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, and Twitter. So the first question is going to be, are you taking your partner or loved one to the office Christmas party? Yep, because you know it's that time of year to dress up and everybody posting their pictures on Facebook and Instagram of their beautiful, beautiful, beautiful dresses and shirts and ties and shoes and makeup for the office Christmas party. So the choices were yes, no, and we don't have an office Christmas party. And the answers were 20% yes, 40% no, and 40% we don't have an office Christmas party. So now, GPP, your office Christmas parties are non-existent, or you're not going to take a loved one or a date after four dates. Lee G, after four dates, you're not going to be taken to the office Christmas party. So, yeah, that was a very interesting one. Next poll question. Do you re-gift gifts you don't like? Now, I got to tell you, GPP, you guys are animals. Guys and gals are animals. The answers were yes and no. 50% of GPP, Geo's Passion Posse, re-gifts gifts they don't like. And 50% of Geo's Passion Posse, GPP, does not re-gift gifts that they don't like. So that's deep. You know, I was thinking it's going to be a little lower. No, you know, we'll give it away and stuff like that. And re-gift, like wrapping it up again, putting it under the Christmas tree, and giving it to some unsuspecting soul out there. So, yeah. The last poll question for today is, will you be looking for new love in 2023? The answers were yes and no. And to see what's going on out there with GPP, some people not happy, Some people are not happy. Why? Because 57% of you say, yes, I will be looking for new love in 2023. And 43% of you said, no, I will not be looking for new love in 2023. So, you know, if you're going to a destination wedding, you might be looking for new love. Or if your date from the destination wedding doesn't reach out to you, he ghosts you, then you might be looking for new love in 2023. But we'll see what's up. So, again, I'd like to thank GPP and the Geo's Passion Posse for actively voting in the polls and passing it on to your friends, family, social media, so they can vote too. If you haven't joined GPP, remember to subscribe at geospassion.com. Let's continue to grow Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse. Don't forget, if you have a good story and would like to be interviewed for the podcast, please reach out to me and we'll collaborate. And don't forget, there's a button where you can press to leave a voice message or send a voice message. And if it's good enough, I will play it on the air. So I hope everybody is safe. I hope everybody's enjoying their holiday so far. If you're cuffing or in a sexy situationship or in a steady relationship, that's fine. I love all of Geo's Passion and Geo's Passion Posse. GPP and the place to be. Woo, let's go. I will tell you that throughout the next year, there will be more GPP nibbles. And it's something that I can do quick just to get out some, you know, some good fun stuff so that you're always in touch with Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse. Once again, I'd like to thank you. And, you know, if the time goes by and you don't hear of any new episodes, I will tell you that towards the end of the month, I'm going on vacation. I will be replaying some of the better episodes that we had this year, including the interview with B and Mac Mall that I did on January 1st, 2022. That's going to be something interesting. So you'll get to hear some of the older episodes of this year, of 2022. I hope you enjoyed as much as I enjoyed recording it. And again, I'll see you next time. We'll be on the radio soon, or, you know, the podcast, the airwaves soon. And your GPP Niblets, they're out. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode of Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse. Shout out to you guys and gals. Don't forget to follow, subscribe to the podcast no matter what listening platform you're on. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and many more. Don't forget to follow Geo's Passion on the social media scene with Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and my YouTube videos. I'm working on getting 2,000 subscribers and followers. I am almost there. So hook a brother up, all right? Let's build Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse together. I thank you all. And remember, like I always say, some names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride. I'm Jack. I'm your host. And I'm out. Peace. Woo! Let's go.